there's not much I feel like I could do as just an 18-year-old college student. I couldn't really go out and volunteer, couldn't really donate with money, so I wanted to donate with music.
The front lines, it's not soldiers this time, but it's a battle either way. The first smile we see when we cry out, and you're there every day. So let's send a message to the ones who save. Send a message, this is what I'd say. Thank you to the ones who smile, say it'll be okay. Thank you to the doctor, nurses, heroes every day. And thank you for the strength.
Hey everybody, it's Abby, your host of Lights in the Tunnel. That song you just heard is sung by Abby Schiller. Abby is finishing up her first year at Berklee College of Music here in Boston. She is from Raleigh, North Carolina. She wrote this song, Hero to Me, which, like I just mentioned, you just heard. And please make sure to listen to the full version. Please go to the link in our podcast and you'll find all the ways to listen to her song. Thank you for tuning in to Lights in the Tunnel, and I hope you enjoy my conversation with Abby Schiller. Hi, Abby.
Hi, Abby.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I listened to your song. It's really good.
Oh, thank you so much.
No problem. It's really catchy. I had it in my head, like, for, like, the next few days or something.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, I noticed your phone number is out of state. So, where are you calling from?
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, cool. I'm going to ask you, like, a couple questions.
Sounds good.
In your song, Hero to Me, it talks about, or should I say, you sing about, the frontline workers and who are there for us every day. And you say thank you to doctors, nurses, and who you call heroes. And I couldn't agree more that they are heroes because they put their lives on the line every day for us. Here's my question for you. Was there something specific or someone that inspired you to write this song?
Definitely. The song was I wrote it in collaboration with a project for UNC Health, which is a healthcare system here in North Carolina, where I live and where I've grown up. And I've had nothing but positive experiences with everyone who works at UNC Health. So I definitely drew upon my experiences with them. And definitely the line all about how they're always there to give you a smile. They're always the first smile you see, even when things are, you have to get tough news. So that line was definitely inspired directly by everyone at UNC Health.
Wow. So since you have released your song, how has the feedback been? Like, have people reached out to you who are healthcare workers or anything like that?
Yeah, I've gotten a few messages from healthcare workers, but I've seen mostly people reaching out when the community listens to the song or sees the video. They've been reaching out to healthcare workers, whether it's on social media or directly on the video, and reaching out and sending their thanks, which has been really great to see.
Yeah, I've seen so many, like, hashtags on social media about, like, clapping back or, like, healthcare workers and essential workers.
Yeah, and they definitely deserve it.
Yeah. Is this your first song, like, for example, for a cause?
Yeah. It's my first song I've ever put out, actually. Some people at UNC Health reached out and they wanted to help celebrate healthcare workers for National Hospital Week, which was this past week, the 10th through the 16th, I believe, of May. But also, there's not much I feel like I could do as just an 18-year-old college student sitting at home, although sitting at home is doing a lot, and everyone should definitely continue to do that. But I couldn't really go out and volunteer. I couldn't really donate with money, so I wanted to donate with music.
Yeah, I think that's really important right now. And really, like, it really is catchy. Like I said, it's a really good song.
Oh, thank you.
Aside from, like, the song, I mean, I know you've probably been doing that, but during quarantine, like, what is your main focus been, or what have you been trying to get done?
Well, I just got through all of my schoolwork. My school year just ended, so that was the main priority. Now it is definitely taking walks, binging Netflix series. Mm-hmm. I'd like to learn more of the piano. I kind of taught myself a little bit, but I want to definitely start doing that more during quarantine. Maybe get into more baking. I don't know. Try to figure out some more things as the summer goes by.
Yeah. I mean, my school year, that's pretty much my focus right now. I mean, it's not that hard because I'm in sixth grade and it's not that hard to do. But so to finish up, what is your light in this tunnel? Like, what keeps you moving and what makes you happy?
I would say community. I've been seeing all across social media, not just my community here in North Carolina, but communities all over the world, reaching out and coming together to support each other, whether that's essential workers, healthcare heroes, delivery employees. I've been seeing so many communities just building each other up, and that's been really inspiring to see.
Yeah, I agree, because when you're walking, like, you see everyone with, like, masks on and all that type of stuff, and everyone knows everyone's going through the exact same thing in the world. So I think that, like you said, community, like, as in, like, the whole world sometimes. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in, and I hope you have a really nice day.
You too. Thanks for having me.
So I say thank you to the doctor, nurses, every day. Thank you. Lives every day.
The song Hero to Me really is a really amazing song, and it's really catchy, and it's very important to listen to, because if you really listen closely to the lyrics, it's about frontline workers and how hard they work every day for us just to be safe. And we are going through a lot of struggles, but you just have to think about what they're going through, because they're actually going into work and doing these things for us every day. So, and that is pretty much what this whole episode is a tribute to, the frontline workers and their work. And thank you so much to Abby Schiller for calling in today and writing this amazing song and sharing it with us. And as I always say, stay safe, stay healthy, and always remember that one light every day that keeps you moving through this long tunnel.